Earlier today, we explored some of those questions with Ziad Abu Amr. He's the independent member of parliament we just heard from in Eric's report. Abu Amr was supported by a number of groups, including Hamas. He says the Islamist group will have to find a way to work with Fatah.
I think the two sides will have to agree on a certain national agenda. And I think the best formula is for Hamas and Fatah to form a coalition and form a national government. And I think the president should be given a certain margin to continue with his peace process efforts. And I don't think Hamas will object to that.
That doesn't seem to me to be a terribly easy division there, that you would have a president who would be negotiating with Israel, say, a country that Hamas, which controls the parliament and will control much of the cabinet, a country that they say doesn't have a right to exist.
Well, you know, I think we have to wait to see how the imperatives of politics work out vis-a-vis the imperatives of ideology. I don't think Hamas went to the elections in order to declare the next day an all-out war against Israel. So I think Hamas will demonstrate a great deal of flexibility and cooperation with the president to be able to deliver on its primary agenda now, which is the internal reform agenda.
That was the idea, I take it, that Mahmoud Abbas felt that if Hamas entered the political process, that they could be somehow defanged, they could be tamed in some way. You think that that could actually work?
Yes, I think this is the imperatives of politics, of being part of the system.
You were talking earlier about forming a national unity government. There are some Fatah officials who are saying they won't form a coalition government with Hamas, that there'll be a loyal opposition. Is it clear to you how that might work?
Well, there can't be a loyal opposition because their rival is Hamas. Loyal opposition to who?
Right.
But I don't think the officials you have heard can be called absolutely representative of the way the president thinks. I mean, tomorrow when Mr. Abbas sits with the Hamas leadership, he will definitely look in a very serious way to whatever ideas they have about power sharing. And I think that he is not opposed to some kind of political partnership with the Hamas movement.
Well, what do you see happening at this point with any negotiations toward peace with Israel?
Well, I don't think we have to worry about this issue right now. I don't think it's on the agenda. The Israelis are busy with their upcoming elections and with trying to sort out their own internal situation and government. We too. So I think we have a breathing space for several months, during which hopefully we'll be able to come up with some kind of national understanding regarding all complicated issues, including the peace process, the power-sharing arrangements, the reorganization of Palestinian weapons, all of these hot issues. So we need the time, and hopefully when the environment is ready for negotiations, we will find a way that enjoys the support of the Palestinians to go to these negotiations.
Ziad Abu Amr, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Ziad Abu Amr is an independent member of the Palestinian Parliament.